Psalm 119, 9 and 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We know from the scriptures, and from experience, that Satan, our enemy, relentlessly tempts us to sin. Temptations also come from within. But regardless of the source of temptation, we are promised that we can have victory. There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Today's verse gives a primary means of combating temptation. We can have victory over temptation and keep our lives pure by saturating our hearts with God's Word. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Jesus used this sword to overcome Satan's temptations in the wilderness. One important reason for memorizing Scripture is to make this sword available to the Holy Spirit 24 hours a day. Let me pass along a few tips on successful Scripture memory. It helps to use a buddy system. Thousands have memorized Scripture alone. However, memorizing with another person often provides the needed stimulus for success. When you memorize, don't confuse knowledge with application. Some think that Bible knowledge automatically leads to spiritual maturity. They assume that knowing more about the Bible automatically makes them better Christians. This is not necessarily true. The Pharisees knew the Old Testament, yet their lives did not bring glory to God. The key to spiritual maturity is application of God's Word to the life by the blessed Holy Spirit of God. It is virtually impossible to remember something if we don't concentrate on it at the beginning. So when you memorize a verse, give it your undivided attention. Satan will do all he can do to distract you from concentrating on the Word. Scripture memory is one of four methods of intake of the Word into our lives. We can hear the Word, we can read it, we can study it, and of course, we can memorize it. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, was a man who faithfully practiced each of these forms of intake for many years. Toward the end of his life, he said that his experience had been that the consistent practice of Scripture memory paid far greater dividends than any other form of Scripture intake. Let me encourage you to try it. I'm sure you'll like it. You will experience cleansing of life and help in temptation as you learn to write the Word of God upon the table of your heart. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.